led me to doubt that a caring God could exist. If he did, why had he given me so many problems? I was very wary of the members who talked of their spiritual lives. My sponsor was a living damper on my intolerance. But even more, he told me that it would be all right for me to doubt God, that AA was not a religious program, and to belong, I did not have to adhere to any set of beliefs. He suggested that for me, a good starting point would simply be recognition of the fact that I had failed in running the world. In short, acceptance of the fact that I was not God. He also suggested that I might try occasionally to act as if I believed. Somewhere, I had heard that it is easier to act yourself into a new way of thinking than to think yourself into a new way of acting, and this made sense in the context of acting as if. I also thought that the people in meetings sometimes seemed too standoffish and overly concerned with their friends and acquaintances rather than with me, the newcomer. Well, on my way toward developing a resentment, I expressed this to my sponsor. He suggested that I might find people more communicative if I took the coffee-making commitment for the group I had joined. Although I thought I was far too special to make coffee, I did figure that as coffee maker, I would have the chance to select decent cookies, and so I agreed. My sponsor was right again. People did start to speak with me, if only to complain about the coffee and cookies. But once a conversation starts, communication frequently continues. I started to work on the steps, and even with my